Have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management and Grieving. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our morning is Debbie Bakakaluki, and we're going to be talking about Agenda 21, about a conference that's going to be held here on the 3rd of May in Treasure Island in the center of San Francisco Bay, and why this is so vitally important that people understand that there is an organized, orchestrated effort to transform America. Now, most Americans are concerned about what's going on in Ukraine. Might be a result in war. Certainly, China is suddenly rearming over there. Might result in a war. Certainly, what's going on in Syria, the death of over 150,000 civilians, what's going on in Tehran, the possibility of a confrontation with Iran. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is all created. All of these situations are orchestrated, and we may very well have a war. We may have a major war, kill 100 million people. But the real enemy, the force behind all of this, is not over in Moscow or Beijing. It's right here in Washington, D.C., New York City. It's the Agenda 21. It's the effort to transform the world. A small group of wicked and evil people want to change society. What has changed it forever? They think there are too many people in the world. A great war would be wonderful. We'd get rid of a lot of them. You say, that's crazy talk. Who in their right mind would talk about that? And, well, you're absolutely right. It is crazy. And no one in their right mind would talk about it. But it's going on. And, of course, it all starts with the effort to remake local areas, to change the entire structure of our society. It's unconstitutional. It's subversive. It's going on. It's starting in Northern California. But I'm going to let Debbie tell you about ABAG, about the coalition of governments. What is actually taking place here and how it eventually is going to reach everyone in the entire world. Debbie, you pick up the story.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we in the Bay Area, in the San Francisco Bay Area, were just regionalized in July of 2013, and most Bay Area citizens have not a clue about the One Bay Area plan that was passed by ABAG, Association of Bay Area Government. They are elected officials, but they are self-appointed to a COG, a Council of Government, in other words, a shadow government, who are pushing through plans under the Agenda 21 policies that, or, you know, they may not be calling them Agenda 21 policy, but they match Agenda 21 policy perfectly. And they're also using ICLEI, which is the United Nations non-government organization, with an acronym that means the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. They want to reduce ABAG and ICLEI and other bureaucracies like the Metro Transportation Commission, the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, all part of ABAG's COG, the Council of Government, are using global warming, too many greenhouse gases emitted by human beings or human being invention to, they would like to reduce our greenhouse gases or our carbon footprint to levels 80% below 1990s, which they don't even know what those levels would be. And according to some experts, our carbon footprint, our greenhouse gases are already at that level. But it doesn't matter to these Council of Governments, these COGs. They're going to push through what we call Soviet-style government. and the One Bay Area Plan.
It's all to protect the environment. See, the whole thing about this threat to the environment is to justify a Soviet government. That's why Earth Day is Lenin's birthday. This is a massive communist scheme. But, of course, it doesn't begin over in Russia. It begins here. After all, who financed Lenin? He was financed from the United States. Nothing as it appears to be. But they're using this threat to the environment to make dramatic changes in the Bay Area. So all the various governments around the Bay involved, over 100 government elected representatives or divisions. But those are all going to disappear. They'll be there. They're simply front organizations for the power structure, which is AIPAC. Go right ahead, Debbie.
You know, Daniel Webster said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. And I think that's what happened to us. We fell asleep along the way, and along the way over the last 20-plus solid years, Agenda 21 has been implemented, whether through the Endangered Species Act, the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act. Just look what's happening to the Bundy case. What we're finding out is that it's not about the desert tortoise, because the desert tortoise has done very well with the cattle for thousands of years. Now we're finding out that Harry Reid is involved in an energy scam and a land mitigation scam with China. And under Agenda 21, which they say is all about saving the environment, land mitigation is used to offset human destruction. So in other words, what's happening with the Bundy is there was 9,000 plus acres, 9,300 acres, that was going to be turned into a solar farm. And they need, for every acre that we destroy, Agenda 21 calls for acreage on top of that, for example, 3 acres. So for every 1 acre, 3 acres used by human beings, 3 acres must be saved to the environment. So with the Bundy case, it was 9,300 acres for solar farm, and then 33,000 acres within that vicinity must be saved or protected.
Hold the thought, hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here at America.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience the Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060. Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess Debbie, Dr. Saloopy, and we're talking about certainly what's going on in the Bay Area in California. It is a prototype of what's going to take place all across the world. It's coordinated. But here is the first place they're implementing it, where they're doing away with the power of the local government, 109 of them, centralized power with a unelected bureaucracy that now will totally reconstruct that part of our nation. And they want to get people out of their cars. They want to get people out of their homes. They want to transform the entire structure of society to make it more habitable. Go right ahead, Debbie. Explain what's going on.
Yeah, I think a great resource, besides coming to our forum on May 3rd, which we're going to have, it's May 3rd, Treasure Island, San Francisco, as you mentioned earlier, from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and guests can go to globalizationofcalifornia.com, globalizationofcalifornia.com, or freedomadvocates.org to find out more about this great conference. We have Michael Shaw and Patrick Wood, who's going to talk about technocracy. Rosa Corey is going to update us on what is happening around the world with Agenda 21, wins and losses throughout the world. Heather Goss is going to be explaining what the One Bay Area Plan is, how the One Bay Area Plan is the first regional plan. We are turning into a mega region in San Francisco, but it's official, unlike in other areas of the United States. We are the pilot program. I'm going to, with Michael Shaw, talk about the history of Agenda 21 and how Agenda 21 is showing up in our ag industry, our agriculture industry, how the Bundy case or other cases like that, Drake's Oyster Bay, what's happening at my parents' ranch and the area around our ranch with the removal of dams, the introduction of wolves into our landscape. These wolves are coming from Canada, and they're coming from Mexico, and how there is a protection scheme that will allow these wolves to populate in masses. The reason is to destroy the livestock industry and keep animals, deer, elk, whatever, large-hoofed animals off of our streams, off of our rivers. And then we'll have some elected officials talking about how they are seeing Agenda 21 and ICLEI implement policies in locally, and how they've missed even you know, people who are constitutional officials. They follow the Constitution, I would say, and how they've been duped by designing men to Agenda 21 and ICLEI policies. But another place I would say, besides going to our forum on May 3rd, is going to the American Planning Association, their website, and look at the conference that they're planning this week. It's www.planning.org, and look up APA 2014 conference and look at their agenda. Their agenda is in the courses that they're teaching are spot on Agenda 21 policies, United Nations Agenda 21 policies. One of the courses that they're going to be having is all about California and the bold move, if I can find the specific name of the course, but it's the bold move of California under AB 32, which is our Global Warming Solutions Act that was passed, I think it was in 2008. But when you look at the Global Warming Solutions Act, it is also all United Nations Agenda 21 policy. So the world is looking at California as the pilot program. That's why we are the only state that has cap and trade at this point. And this week, CARB, California Air Resource Board, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, is taking its next step. CARB is the one who's implementing the cap and trade scheme in California. And they're going to take their next step in limiting the emissions from our diesel trucks. In other words, all diesel trucks in California will have to have a filter to reduce the carbon emissions emitted in the air. And they're using CARB and the American Cancer Society are using, and UCLA are using numbers, a study to push through carbon emissions, the decrease in carbon emissions, which, by the way, is we estimate it will destroy over 40,000 small truckers, their businesses. So we'll lose 40,000 truckers as a result of this next new phase of Agenda 21 being implemented in California. And the study that they used was putting people in a room where the exhaust pipe of a diesel truck was stuck into the room for hours and hours, and this study was done by the EPA. Totally unconstitutional, abusive, human abuse, if you ask me. And they're using those numbers in order to push through this next egregious, radical reduction in carbon emissions, diesel particulates. And it's going to, again, hurt small business. It's going to hurt the ag industry because it's going to hurt all prices in California are going to go up on most everything when you take out 40,000 truckers and then it's going to hand over the business, to globalist industries in the trucking business because they will be able to handle the prices it's going to take to, upgrade their engines or their trucks with these new filters that CARB is requiring the trucking industry in California. So we're doing a march on Capitol Hill Sacramento Capitol tomorrow. I'm speaking about CARB and how it's going to hurt the ag industry, as well as talk about the May 3rd conference, because if we don't stop the One Bay Area Plan, we're trying to sue the One Bay Area Plan because it's not constitutional. We're going to see regionalism and CARB-type bureaucracies popping up everywhere in the United States to limit where we live, how we live, where we work, how we work, what kind of house we live in, what kind of cars, if at all, we purchase. In other words, private property is under attack. And I'm so grateful for people like you, Dr. Stan, who have woken us up along the way. We didn't wake up soon enough to stop this in its tracks, that perhaps now's the time to stop all of this across the United States and start with California.
And this is a subversive movement, ladies and gentlemen. And these are subversive people. Many of them are government officials who have sworn to uphold our Constitution, and they want to destroy it. They want a ruling elite, a bureaucracy that will control every aspect of our life. And they really do want to get you out of your car. Why do you think the price of gasoline is soaring? Why do you think that we see all these lawsuits coming up against cars and hear about how unsafe they are? And because the average individual, their car is their best friend. But they really want to get you all walking. They want to get you on the bicycles. They want to get you on public transportation. And that is what is going to happen in the Bay Area. And they're going to actually outlaw the use of automobiles in this area, at least in the major parts of this. And they're going to try to centralize everyone living in an area. They want to get people out of their homes if they're away from the beaten track, because they want to control every aspect of our lives. Is that accurate, Debbie?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going through the American Planning Association talks for this week, and it's a couple of them I just ran across were engage the public to reduce emissions, climate change risk in transportation planning, food truck fever in Kansas, future land use, managing coastal natural resources, mapping food insecurity and food sources. Now, California is the food breadbasket of the world. And what's happening right now, Dr. Stan, as you know, is the water wars on our rural landscape. Dam removal, the largest dam removal project in worldwide history, is happening in north of just 20 miles north of where my parents' ranch is. And this is for hydroelectric clean green energy dams. The reason that they want to take out these dams, so they say, is to save the coho salmon. We're having record number coho salmon in the last 2 years. And even though salmon prefer to be in coastal, you know, waters because it's colder, it's closer to the ocean, these dams, the first dam is 187 miles upstream. It's volcanic-rich, phosphorus-rich land, in other words, shallow lakes, warm lakes with blue-green algae that grows throughout the summer. These fish do not prefer that kind of environment. And yet radical environmentalists and our government is trying to propagandize the public into believing that these fish prefer to be, want to swim in water that is warm, it's shallow, and filled with sediment and, as I mentioned, blue-green algae, which is toxic to these fish. Only suckerfish, supposedly suckerfish, can survive in these shallow, warm lakes. And behind the dams that they want to remove, there's four, again, clean green hydroelectric energy dams owned by Warren Buffett. And behind these dams is over 20 million cubic yards of sediment or pollutants. That's, you know, halfway around the earth of pollutants that when they breach these dams, all that sediment, because our government supposedly can't afford the billions of dollars it's going to take to remove these dams properly. So what they're going to do is use something like $230 million to $500 million of taxpayer dollars to breach these dams to allow the sediment to break away and the force of the water to break away the dams. And these are huge dams. And the sediment will sludge its way down 187 miles out to stream. And this river, the Klamath River, supposedly protected by the, the scenic, scenic waters. I can't remember exactly the name of it at this moment, but the very same fish they claim that they are to save, the coho salmon, which you can buy in Whole Foods, you can buy in Costco, you can get at, Outback Steakhouse, you can get at Red Lobster. That same very fish, which it runs, is record running right now, is going to be the very same fish that they kill for years to come as those pollutants just lost their way out to sea. And we already know what happened at the Elwha. The Elwha had 30, they ended up, they thought it was going to be 18 million cubic yards of sediment. It ends up being 30 million cubic yards of sediment that made its way out to sea, and those dams are much smaller. There were only two dams compared to the four dams on the Klamath. And they're already noticing that at the end, at the mouth of the river and into the Pacific Ocean, they are now creating a new island based on all the sediment and all the dirt and everything that was behind, the soil that was behind those dams. Is creating a new mouth, a new island, and this is not what the quote-unquote experts had envisioned. They thought that that sediment would just wash out to sea and disappear. So the Klamath River Dam will be much worse, and this is just part of the water wars that is happening in California. California has an extraordinary aquifer.
Hold that thought, Debbie. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, what you must understand is that most of the art and comfortable society we have is based on electricity. So they want to tear out the dams. They've already torn out dozens of dams. They intend to tear out several thousand hydroelectric dams across America, and that's going on in Northern California. You're not hearing about it because the media is controlled. But, of course, this will raise the cost of electricity. That's what they want. They don't want you using electricity. That's what smart meters are all about. And have you noticed how the price of electricity is going up? This is not happening by accident. There's no shortage of electricity. It's all created and manipulated. Oh, I guess it's Debbie Pekalupi. Oh, Debbie, first of all, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you. I want you to tell them how they can make arrangements to go to this conference to learn what they're never going to get through the regular media, because the media is controlled by the fascist element that wants to destroy the infrastructure of our society. This subversive element that runs America today. How can people learn about you, about the upcoming conference, and get there?
Yes, the conference information can be found at globalizationofcalifornia.com, globalizationofcalifornia.com, or freedomadvocates.org. We also have a Facebook page. It's called Stop the Globalization of California, and you can link to that Facebook page from the globalizationofcalifornia.com website. And people can find out about me. They can look up my name, Debbie Bacigalupi, and watch. There's a couple YouTube videos that people recorded of me talking about Agenda 21 from the agriculture industry side of things. And but of course, the best way to come find out about me and the conference is to show up on May 3rd. And join us in the revolution against this massive agenda for the 21st century, which really puts human beings last. In fact, you know, this is about rewilding the world and America, and pushing us into high density living areas, into smart growth, into vertical sprawl instead of horizontal sprawl, and then reducing our carbon emissions, our so-called carbon footprint, and which brings to mind, Dr. Stan, the hypocrisy of those pushing these radical agendas through when you hear our president talking about climate change, and yet he just on Earth Day, on Lenin's, I call it, Dr. Stan, I call it Lenin's birthday, B-E-A-R-T-H day, like birthday. On Lenin's birthday, he supposedly flew all over in Air Force One, and his carbon footprint is, you know, massive compared to his daily carbon footprint is massive compared to our monthly carbon footprint, and it might even be more than that. Schwarzenegger, Arnold Schwarzenegger, our former governor, who was all for Klamath River Dam removal, he started this movie, I understand, on Showtime, this series called Years of Living Dangerously. He and James Cameron and Harrison Ford, and if you look at their, and it's all about global warming and I think to urge Christians and more conservative type people into believing global warming, the global warming scam. And if you look at their footprint, their carbon footprint, it's extraordinary. Al Gore, it's extraordinary. So Hollywood's footprint, you know, all these movie stars who are pushing forth Agenda 21 policies, their carbon footprint is extraordinary, and you know, they're hypocrites is what they are.
Well, we've got a caller. Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, it's Maureen in Colorado.
Yes, Maureen.
I'm calling in to say that everything that your guest is saying is true. My grandfather, Michael C. Hinderleiter, was the state engineer of Colorado from 1923, the year after the Colorado River Compact was signed and implemented, for the next 30 years. And he took me to work with him in the state capitol building. He took me to, from the time I was 2 years old, on inspection trips of water projects and dams. And I have become acquainted with the successive state engineers and have lunch with one of them on a frequent basis. And they told me recently that, yeah, they're going to tear out the dams and here in Colorado and return the rivers to their original course. And I said, well, whatever for? This is before I heard all of that you've been talking about, Dr. Stan, on this subject. I said, whatever for? And they said, well, we've got to save the Preble's mouth. And I said, what is the Preble's mouth? And they said, well, it's a small mouth that's necessary to the environment. I am sick. I am just sick.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, Maureen, and I appreciate so much your call. Did you have a question for our guest? Debbie, go right ahead.
Well, go ahead.
I don't have anything more to say. I brought up to Dick Wolf, who is the current state engineer of Colorado, after we had lunch one day, And I said, look up there, Dick. I said, you see those clouds? They're not natural clouds. They're put there by the U.S. government. This was, of course, the Kim clouds. And he just took me in his arms, gave me a hug, like, you poor, demented little old lady. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. And it was time for him to go back to work, so he went back to work. And nothing more has been said about it since then.
And the average person there in Colorado has no idea anymore. The average person across America, because the media is rigidly controlled, but they're tearing out dams all across America. The whole idea is to lower our standard of living. Thank you very much. And we have another caller. Who's calling in?
Oh, good morning, Dr. Stan. I'd like to address this with your guest today. It seems like, you know, they're just hammering the United States down, getting rid of everything, you know, our food producers, et cetera, et cetera. Now this carbon crap. What the heck are they doing in China about the carbon credits when you can't even see in front of your face when you...
But you
go through that,
they don't
through China. I don't get
China's
it.
The greatest
if the rest
world,
of the world is
the
polluting
is
and
America.
They have no environmental protection standards, which is why all the manufacturing has gone to other countries, you know, we can't clean up the whole world here. What's China going to do about their pollution? What's Japan going to do about the Fukushima? We got a lot of stuff to worry about, and I'll listen. Thank you.
Thank you, and I think it's a good point, but you must understand this is an attack on America, and it is being carried out by the subversive element that is building up China and destroying the infrastructure of America. Debbie, you go right ahead.
Well, when you try and push through world a new world order or world governance, which I believe the United Nations does want to be the governance of the world, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Gores, the Bushes, you're not going to do anything about a major country like China when most of our debt is due to China.
Hold the thoughts. We'll be back in a moment here at
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan, guest American Freedom Network, our guest point, Debbie Pastor-Gloopy, and Debbie, you pick up the story. Go right ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, so back to China. China is being used as a sustainable development model for pack and stack housing. And just like the caller just said, you can't even see there. They, I don't know if they experience too many sunny days because of their just horrible pollution problem. And yet we rely on China to relieve us of our government's irresponsibility on the debt that they've caused and the borrowing that they've caused because of their egregious spending on just, I say, mind-boggling things like dam removal, for example, or studying chimps that throw feces, or studying Chinese prostitutes via the U.S. taxpayer dollar. So we've got a, what, $117 trillion debt, or it's $121 trillion when you look at all of our liabilities unfunded as well. And it's something like, I don't know, one point something million per taxpayer that we owe in unfunded liability. And so we owe China a great deal, and they hold a lot of our debt. So we can't go around bashing, our government can't go around bashing China. Of course not, because you know, China could pull the plug on us at any minute. But I also believe that's why China has been buying up land or funding our debt in order for land mitigation, like I mentioned earlier with the Bundy case. For every acre now under Agenda 21 and the agenda for the 21st century, if you own 20 acres and you want to build a single family home, which is, according to them, unsustainable, then you must reserve, you know, 10 or 15 acres, whatever your area calls for, of conservation easement or land, in other words, that you cannot touch in perpetuity. And under the realm or the theme of protecting species or global warming, whatever you want to call it. But when you owe somebody a lot of money like we do China, China holds the purse. Then we've got to fall, you know, we are foot soldiers now to a communist country, is how I look at it. I'm going through the American Planning Association conference topics, and one that I just came across was Law Day, a new look at takings. In other words, takings as far as water and land use, and this particular course is how are takings principle applied to water rights. Well, takings, in other words, applies to the coho salmon. For example, when we dam water, when we dam a river, a stream, whether it's, you know, our own private property rights, our own water rights, adjudicated riparian, in perpetuity water rights. If, for example, a coho salmon gets caught in that stream and dies, that is considered a taking. And so what the American Planning Association, as well as here in California, the water grabs that are going on and the water wars against our ag industry, we are noticing here in Siskiyou County, illegal plantings of coho salmon on private property. We are finding dead fish that have been cut open. And there, we believe the eggs of these salmon are being spread in the river, in rivers where salmon has never been. This is corruption. This is crime. And it's likely happening all over the United States, especially in the western United States. And what we fear is, in a year or so, we're going to see coho salmon in places that they never existed it before. And with Siskiyou County, they're not using our government and the NGOs, non-government organizations, who are involved in, I believe, one of the biggest crimes in world history, which is the Klamath River Dam removal and the science, the false science that they are using and lies that they're telling to the public about the Klamath River Dam, which most people have never heard of the Klamath River Dam removal, because again, like Dr. Stan, you said, they are trying to hide the story because if the media covers the story and people start putting one plus one together and not under, I'll say one plus one, not under the new Common Core system, but one plus one in the common sense, using common sense, that they will see that this dam removal is nothing but RICO, collusion, corruption, to control the people up here and to force good rural Americans out of their homes, out of their land, because prices of water will be so expensive. Our land is going to be dying when they take out these dams. They will use what they call full basin management. In other words, control of all water within the Klamath Basin region in order to send all water into the Klamath River and out to sea to save a fish they're going to kill anyway when they breach the dam.
Debbie, get the address where people can go to find out about the other conference on the 3rd of May.
Yes, globalizationofcalifornia.com. globalizationofcalifornia.com or Michael Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org.
Go there, learn about this, ladies and gentlemen. It's vitally important. If you can possibly go, believe me, this is about California, but it's coming to Colorado. Price of electricity is going to skyrocket. It's not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. There really are people who want to destroy America. There really are people who want to destroy modern civilization. They hold the reins of power. They're going to plunge us into a great war very, very soon. And certainly while our attention will be focused overseas, strip us of our freedom here at home. Our guest has been Debbie Takamchalupi, and certainly Debbie's run for political office. Will you be running for political office again, Debbie?
No, not at this point. I ran for Congress against Jackie Speier, and Jackie Speier is all for regionalism. She admitted it in an interview that we were both in. She thinks regionalism is good, and we know regionalism is very dangerous.
God bless you, Debbie. Thanks very much.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed the program with Debbie this morning. This is not imaginary. This is very real. You're not going to read about it because the media is controlled. If you've never read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it. Written by a left-wing professor who studied the control of the media for 30 years, he points out that today, approximately 5 or 6 major corporations control 90% of the media and determine what you think. Now, you think Fox is conservative, you think you have a conservative on one side, liberal on the other. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all control to give you the impression, to make you think that you're going to be able to get the truth from Fox, which you're not going to. When Glenn Beck tried to tell the truth, they fired him. And that's the way it is. I've been personally told by people in television and in radio and publisher of a local newspaper that if they told the truth, they'd lose their job tomorrow. That's what it's really all about. So you're not going to get the truth that way. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, been doing it for 20 years. Don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to continue, but I'll do it as long as God gives me the strength and the ability. But if you're in a position to help me maintain our network of radio stations out across America, we'd love to hear from you. Quite frankly, we do need your help. We get very good rates from the stations that carry us, but we still have to pay them. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. So you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can actually purchase our books and videos and DVDs. And you're welcome to copy anything we produce and get it out. That's our latest production is Did Hitler Escape? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Adolf Hitler escaped. Contrary to everything you've ever been taught and led to believe, Adolf Hitler lived until he was 65 in South America, in Argentina. And, of course, he was helped by American intelligence, by the leaders of the United States and England, because they were all involved in the occult, and Hitler was involved in the occult. And World War II is phony. Oh, it killed 60 million people, but its real purpose was to bring about the world government under the United Nations. And when that, of course, failed, why, they began working for World War III, and World War III is imminent. And, of course, although they killed 60 million, in World War II, I fear there are going to be hundreds of millions. We're going to die in the nuclear war, which is coming, and there's nothing we can do to stop it that I know of. Other than to get the American people to understand and up in arms and to take our country back and to indict the subversive element that controls our nation. Our nation is controlled by subversives. Many of them are in Congress and in the Senate. Their goal is to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. And that's why they've changed the music and the message of our churches. And that is why there's all this talk about financial problems today. But, of course, this is why America has our troops stationed in 130 nations. We have certainly over 1,000 foreign military bases. Do you think they're there protecting America? No. It's all part of this move towards world government. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Contribute to Radio Liberty. We'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, you'll be safe.